This evening kicks off the 11th annual Bonedale Bike Week. And to speak more about it, I'm joined by organizer Tracy Wilson and Eric Brentlinger. Hello.
Hello, Megan.
Hello, Megan.
What's going on? Bike Week is happening tonight.
Yes, it is. Yes.
The kickoff is starting tonight. Rain
or shine. Rain or shine. Okay. Yep.
Fabulous. Fabulous. Can we talk a little bit? I want to get into the schedule. I want to talk about, like, let's start off with what is happening tonight, regardless of hail, water, all that good stuff, right? And then I want to talk about how we got to the 11th or potentially 12th, depending on who you ask, Bike Week.
The secret history of Bonedale Bike Week. I love it.
Exactly.
Yep. So, well, to kick off tonight, which you kind of mentioned, there is a nice, cozy, come on, swing into batch for the kickoff party of Bonedale Bike Week. We will have some bike-themed events depending on the weather. Some of them might be outside, and we might have to get creative and have some of them inside, depending on it. But it's just kind of the kickoff to the whole week. So
very cool. Very cool. Yeah. I know. I love how there's always like a little bit of creativity that goes into any of these events. Okay, so what's our contingency plan? But, you know, as we were joking off air, like, of course the weather's turning. It's specifically because it's Bike Week, right?
Yes, it is. And we've experimented throughout the last 11 years of doing it different weeks from here to there, and it almost always just brings a little rain. Doesn't matter if you do it later in May, earlier in May, it just always kind of happens.
Maybe it's like a wedding thing, though, right? Like they say, if it rains on your wedding day, it's good luck. Maybe it also applies to Bonedale Bike Week if it rains.
I completely agree. I think it's good luck because we keep being here every year, so that's a good sign of it.
Yes.
And hopefully people around here have the right gear to be outside biking, and if they don't, there's a lot of shops around town that sell it, so...
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. I was going to say, if there was ever an area filled with people who were going to just, you know, come rain or shine, I feel like Carbondale's a good spot.
Absolutely. Yep.
So talking about how, hey, you have been here every year. Can we talk a little bit about the every year history of Bonedale Bike Week?
Yes, yes. So in 2008, Bonedale Bike Week was formed, and there was three locals, myself, and then two others who have sadly moved. They live in Salida now, but the Downings, Jess and Dave Downing. And it was really started as just a way to get people to dust off their bikes and embrace just getting on two wheels, and to really support those who do it all year long, right? Which is the majority of population of Carbondale, I would say. So the mission of Bike Week is to have bicycle celebration of, doesn't matter if you're a kid who's going to the bike rodeo, which Eric will talk about in just a little bit, or just a community member who just wants to get out in the community via bike. It's just celebration of all things bike and all things people. It's been really important to us since the beginning to have all events free and accessible to everyone, and we've been able to maintain that through incredible support from just local sponsors throughout the years who've made it possible.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So... at one point, Bike Week didn't happen.
Yes.
At least not officially.
Yes. And to really dive into the history, Jess and Dave, sadly, they moved like maybe year three. And then it was a great community experiment of so many people hopping in to help organize it. But it almost was too many people at one time where nothing would really get done, but we'd have great conversations over drinks and talking. And then it really got down to just a couple of us again, which Morgan Williams, who no longer lives here, but I'll give him a shout out. He really stepped up the last 3 years, kind of helped me organize it. But Morgan and I kind of got to a point where we got tired, right? And I guess that would have been the year of 2016. And we just thought, oh my gosh, we just can't do Bike Week this year. And we didn't really know that anyone would miss it. So then the week of May of 2016 comes up, and all of a sudden people are like, Bike Week isn't here. And so there was even like Bike Week shirts that were being made that week, and people were just getting together to watch movies and ride their bikes. And I think that really recommitted us in a way, because that would have been, I guess, our ninth year at that point. And it really committed us to being like, oh my gosh, people actually care about this, and They missed it.
I miss the morning coffee for the bike commuters. I think
that's one of the best things.
That'll get you out of bed and get you on two wheels to get to work.
Yeah. So Monday through Friday, we have free coffee and desserts, breakfast desserts that are also called donuts that are on the corner of 4th and Main. So people can come by and get
them. Maybe it was the donuts I missed.
Maybe it was the donuts. Confess. Yeah.
I don't even get on 2 feet without coffee. So I can't even imagine biking.
Yes. Well, you just have to get to us and then you have it for free. As a wonderful thank you and congratulations and award for, again, hopping on your bike and doing something that's amazing and fun anyway. But I think that year that Morgan and I were like, oh my gosh, people actually miss this. This is crazy. And so recommitted. And then now I feel like that was like the good steam that we needed to kind of move forward.
That had to be really validating, though, because, you know, I mean, and I'm sure both of you know, just with your experience with the rec department, you want to do something fun and there's this higher ideal and you're toiling at it. People don't realize how much work goes into organizing these things, that it can be kind of easy to throw your hands up and be like, well, forget it. What difference does it really make? And then to realize, oh, no, wait, this makes a difference. People care so much. They're willing to do it regardless.
Totally. Yeah, exactly. And the cool thing about Bike Week is, you know, the rec department has supported us so much, and the events that we have through the rec department are longstanding. So regardless of if Bike Week, because Bike Week is community organized. So it's just people who kind of put it on, which there's been a lot of beauty in that because it's individual. But you know, the rec department kind of has it planned regardless. And that's really cool. And I feel like those programs kind of spun out of just Bike Week in general. So it's neat to see that they're still lasting and we just keep doing it every year.
Definitely. Yeah. Eric, I feel like that's a good point to pivot on to talk a little bit about your programming for the week, though.
Sure, you bet. I would love to kind of explain what our two events are during Bike Week. We do the Bonedale Bike Jam. So that's a free ride contest and time trials for little kids all the way up, you know, all the way up to big kids and at our bike park, at the North Face Bike Park. And so that happens Saturday, which is tomorrow, and hopefully this weather will cooperate with us and we'll be able to hold the contest. If it is raining or snowing or just super muddy, we won't have the contest because that's just the ethics of riding the bike park too. If it's super muddy, you don't get out there.
What time is it happening?
So that's going to, we'll start signing people up at 9 o'clock, and then the competition will begin at 10. And we start with our pump track time trials, and we have a Strider division. And so it's amazing to watch these little Striders cruise around the pump track, and when they're being timed and their parents and siblings are all cheering them on, it's really quite an event to watch.
I bet.
And some of those little hills are pretty big for those little Strider legs, and so they
need some encouragement. I think they're pretty big hills, period.
They need some encouragement to get up and over some of them, so it's a fun spectator event also.
Cool.
And then we move from that event into the jump lines and a kind of a free trick jam session of the jump lines. And there's some amazing bikers out here that can do some amazing stuff off those jump lines. So hopefully this weather will allow us to do that this year.
Sure. Do you play music for that, or are the riders listening to music? I just feel like there's no way. I don't care how well trained I am. Even in my skiing, I prefer responsibly a little bit of music just to kind of get myself pumped up. Bikes, there's no snow. There's no pillow to land softly into if you mess that up.
Yeah, the guys that are going, you know, luckily our bike park has a progression of jumps, you know, on the jump line. So they've definitely earned their stripes, you know, by starting small, getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And the guys that are launching off the big jumps, I mean, they've been doing this for a while. I mean, it's amazing what they can do in the air. They can, you know, do 360s in the air, all these tricks in the air, hands off stuff, you know, all that stuff. I don't know all the names of them, you know, we'll leave that to the other generation, but I'm amazed at the athletic ability of these guys, and then to land them, you know,
no kidding.
And when they do crash, they've learned how to crash too.
Sure.
You know, and so they'll crash and just pop right up. And I'm
Maybe they started as the little Striders.
I think so. You can tell they're as comfortable in the air as they are on the ground. So
that's amazing. Yeah. That's amazing.
And then our the next event, or do you want to talk
about...
Yeah,
let's take us through the week.
Yeah,
so we mentioned Bash tonight. We'll keep everyone in a chronological order. Bash tonight, 6:30, the kickoff party, then the bike jam tomorrow. And then on Sunday, there's actually bike polo in the Hendricks Park, which isn't a rare thing. It happens most every Sunday in Hendricks bike or in Hendricks Park. But Bike Polo, they're going to have extra mallets out there. We'll have snacks. It's accessible to anyone who's never played bike polo. So they'll teach you how to play. And that starts at 3 o'clock, really till they're done, which typically is till dark. Like, it's a pretty good bike crew there. And I know that Darren Binion, Rebecca, Steve Novi, they kind of head that up. So we're excited about that on Sunday, May 19th. And then on Monday, May 20th,
we have our annual Kids Bike Safety Rodeo. And so that takes place behind the rec center, behind the town hall. We clear out all the cars there and have that whole back parking lot for the kids to practice their bike skills. We have a bunch of different stations that the kids go through. They get a little passport when they register, and they have to kind of cruise around and get a little sticker on their passport in each one of the bike stations that we put up for them. And the stations are like helmet check, you know, brake pad check, and gear check. So we Aloha comes over with some bike mechanics and works on the kids' bikes or make sure they're in working order. And then we go, and the police department helps us out with this too and talks about bike laws and how to kind of bike safely.
That's so cool.
On streets, on town streets. Then they actually go through the physical test stations where they have to ride on a straight line in the parking lot, stop on the dime, signal and take left turns, right turns, show us how they would yield in an intersection. So we teach them all this stuff, and that's really the main key for this, make sure these kids have the safety skills when they're out riding their bike, and because it can be a very dangerous undertaking if they don't have that knowledge.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I literally was listening to some friends of mine gripe about how there are plenty of adults who could probably use that course as well. So it's good to know that it's like, hey, this is fun, but let's do it responsibly so that it's safe for everybody.
Right. And so that's just a great event. The kid then takes their passport after they've gone through all of the stations and gets a prize back at the registration table. But we also have some fun out there, too. We do some bike jousting, not against other bikers, but against a little.
The adult events, yes, we do jousting little, against other bikers. I'm joking. Not really. But
So the kids try to knock a little fluffy animal off of a cone with their bikes, and it's teaching them how to balance, how to think about a couple things at the same time, how to maybe release one hand from their bikes and just keep in balance. And then we also have the paper boy and paper girl challenge. So we actually have a course where I know it's a lost art because there's not any paper boys anymore, but it's really fun because they get a bike around our course and throw papers at some targets. So it's good fun and very nostalgic for some of us. So.
Absolutely. I mean, as a reporter for the newsroom, I'm like, there's plenty of newspapers though.
Yes, absolutely.
Tracy, let's take us through the rest of the week. What's going on?
Yeah, so Tuesday evening, we have Bike and Movie. That's going to start at 8 o'clock, and it's actually a new supporter, which we're really excited about. It's going to be hosted at The Beat, which is newly renovated and set up perfectly for an outdoor screen and projector. So we are going to be showing a classic E.T., Extraterrestrial.
Perfect.
Great bike flick, and I think that there's incredible scenes there, as if you can imagine, you know.
And The Beat's got that great bike fix-it station too.
Absolutely.
So people could roll up and use what they've learned from Aloha to tune up their bikes.
Yeah. And the Bike and Movie throughout the years definitely has jumped from place to place, and we're kind of trying to find that there's always we need the potential to go inside if it's raining outside, right? And I think The Beat has that great balance. They've got a big tent that's going to cover in case it starts to rain. So you can join us at The Beat on Tuesday, May 21st, 8 o'clock for the Bike and Movie. And we're excited to watch E.T. On Wednesday, the 22nd, at Carbondale Beer Works, we have the Spoken Word Limerick Contest, which is Morgan Williams's brainchild, and that is biked theme limerick poetry.
I accidentally sat in on that last year, and what a hoot.
It is a hoot. Yes. It is. Thankfully, it's at a place that can hold adult content, because as you can imagine with limerick bike theme poetry, it can go south pretty quickly. But it's wonderful to see the creativity of poets coming into Bike Week as well. And it's just a great time. So that starts at 7 o'clock at Carbondale Beer Works. And then on Thursday, May 23rd, we have one of my favorite events. And that's held at since the very beginning, our sponsor, Aloha Mountain Cyclery. It's our bike scavenger hunt. So you can show up at 5 o'clock to register for the scavenger hunt. All you need is a phone and teams of 2 to 6 people. And we will send you on a Carbondale bike scavenger hunt. We have prizes for best time. It is costumes. And so costumes, not even are heavily encouraged, but they're please bring it because it just makes it fun for everyone. We have a costume contest. We have a number different of series of prizes that people can win. And then that's also our finale party for the week of Bike Week. And we have Wes Ingstrom is going to be playing live music there, which we're looking forward to.
Oh, I love Wes.
Yeah, he's great. And then in addition to the whole week on the corner of 4th and Main from 7 to 9, we have Bonfire Coffee, Sweet Colorado Donuts, bananas, and I even have some paleo grain-free nuggets for people to have if they're not into donuts and fruits. So we're looking forward to having everyone out on their bike.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, Tracy, Eric, thank you so much for joining me. Thanks for giving us the inside scoop on what's to come for the week. It all sounds like a ball. I am always a slave to the clock. I could talk about this forever. But unfortunately, we have got to move on to NPR's All Things Considered right after this. In the meantime, I'm Megan Tackett, wishing everyone a bright and expressive weekend.